Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this ninth Sunday after Trinity is our gospel reading from Luke chapter 16. There was a certain rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. The unjust steward and the children of this world are wiser than the children of light because they recognize how desperate their situation is and go about their business with a single-minded zeal for improving it. Consider the foolishness of children of the light as exemplified by the rescued Israelites who grumbled and complained in the desert. They grew complacent. They forgot how dependent upon God they were. They fell for the devil's seduction and tried to serve two masters, have the best of both worlds. You can't have the pleasures of the flesh and the peace that passes all understanding. All fence riders, all moderates, all the waffling undecided waiting to see which way the wind will blow belong to the devil, whether they know it or not. They are cowards, and God spits them out like sour milk. The chosen people chose to abandon the one who delivered them out of Pharaoh's slavery. Their foolishness brought them no peace or joy. They found only the bone-crushing, tearing jaws of the wolf that seeks to devour. There is a warning for us. You cannot run with the devil, thinking he likes you, for very long. Soon he will destroy you. There is no lasting comfort, no real joy or satisfaction in the things he promises. Drugs, alcohol, pornography, gossip. None of them ever delivers. Those evil things, which smell so sweet, seem so attractive, so full of wonderful things, turn on us. They betray us and hand us over to embarrassing diseases, awkward failures, shame, and haunting memories. The siren's alluring song always crashes sailors on the rocks. It never, never leads to their vain and adolescent lusting fantasies. When will you learn to stop pursuing the things that hurt you? When will you look after yourself with the same zeal as the unjust steward? Why do you seek happy sentiments and shallow praise when God Himself speaks in His Word and invites you to feast upon Him? Why do you prefer comfortable lies to the liberating truth? We must repent. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel, my people, do not know. My people, the baptized, the confirmed, the members of my churches, they do not consider. Repent. Beware. Be on guard. Turn before it's too late. With zeal and single-mindedness, like unto the unjust stewards, seek your own good. But unlike him, seek it where it may be found, in the promises declared in God's word. Live your life. Use the mammon entrusted to you toward the account you will give on the last day. For there is an account to be given, an explanation, a running through of the events. And what will you say to the Almighty? Will you point to your deeds, to your sincerity and good intentions, to your charity in life? No. You will rejoice and not be afraid. For you will say, I am baptized. I belong to Christ. His works are mine. I am clean, pure, and righteous. I have come for my inheritance. For the innocent blood of the Son shed by violence has been recklessly poured out for me in compassion to purge me of violence. He has made it so that I might be his own. He has forgiven me, adopted me, rescued me. He has named me. I have no debts, no dishonor, no guilt, no shame or regret. I have Christ. His voice has called me here. The one begotten before all worlds is my bridegroom, my lover, my Savior. In him I am your daughter. Though my sins were like scarlet, they're as white as snow. Though they were red like crimson, they are as wool, for the blood of Christ has stained them, has washed them and made them clean. It cries out to heaven for my salvation. And while we wait that culminating account-giving day, consumed by its approach and the hope that is in us, we are generous with the mammon that is not ours. We demonstrate the mercy, the philanthropy of the Creator by giving away the gifts of creation and by offering forgiveness and salvation in his name without cost or price. All things are brought into his service. The arts and architecture, labor, food, recreation, family, all of our life. Everything is pressed into the service of this proclamation, this hope. God, who sacrificed his Son to make us his children, will not abandon us to this fallen world, to the abuse of unjust stewards, to the abuse of our own foolish, selfish flesh, or to the abuse of the devil. He will not send us to hell. He is merciful in Christ. He is faithful unto death. He is coming back to claim his own. We have a friend in heaven, an advocate before the Father, whose goodwill has been bought with what is not ours. He will receive us into everlasting habitations, for he has paid for our sins. We are forgiven. Everything hinges upon this. There is nothing else. Let us run with our eye on the prize. Let us be as shrewd and focused as the unjust steward who looked after himself. Let us come this day at his bidding and feast upon that which is truly good and good for us, the risen Lord. His body and blood shall free us from the grasping cords of death that cling to us like cobwebs from a dark passage. We are now liberated to be devoted, to be compulsive, and to be obsessed. Let us be zealous, extreme, even radical. Let us not be ashamed, for Christ is our Savior, our future, and our reward. He is the account we shall give. In him, our Father is well pleased with you. In the priceless name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds forever in Christ Jesus. Amen.